to retake the Senate. Democrats are focused on a handful of states, including North Carolina. First-term Republican Tom Tillis is considered one of the most vulnerable GOP incumbents, and the coronavirus pandemic has upended the race. Steve Harrison from member station WFAE has more.
Even as the pandemic has spared North Carolina from the worst, the state's stay-at-home order continues. Hundreds of protesters like Gary Jesmuk are having weekly marches in the state capitol, Raleigh, against Democratic Governor Roy Cooper's public health mandates.
I've seen the damage that's been done by this shutdown, and I think it's very dangerous.
But Tom Tillis is taking a different path. He's applauding Cooper's actions.
We're moving in the right direction, but we have not beaten this virus, and the last thing we can do right now is let our guard down.
Early in his term, Tillis got attention for suggesting the government not require restaurant employees to wash their hands as a way to cut red tape. Today, he's chiding North Carolinians for not taking the pandemic seriously enough.
I have a concern that we still have a significant number of people in North Carolina who are not heeding the advice on social distancing and wearing facial coverings when they go out.
In a state that's been close in the last three presidential elections, Tillis won his first race by 1.5 percentage points in what was, at the time, the most expensive Senate race ever. The Democratic challenger, Cal Cunningham, says Tillis's praise of Cooper is all about November.
I think we see once again a very transparent election year effort to grab a hold of what's popular.
Cunningham, an attorney who served in the Army JAG Corps in Iraq and Afghanistan, says Tillis isn't doing enough to push the Trump administration to send North Carolina more personal protective equipment.
First, he says that the president has exercised decisive leadership, but here we still don't have the testing and the PPE that the governor's calling for.
Tillis's campaign said in a statement that the senator is supporting a, quote, data-driven, bipartisan approach to reopening. For Tillis, challenging the president has been perilous. He initially opposed the president's emergency declaration to pay for a wall between the U.S. and Mexico. Conservatives were furious, and Tillis reversed himself, but not before being booed at Trump rallies. Trump has endorsed Tillis, but hasn't forgotten. Here's the president in January.
We had a good relationship, but we sort of disagreed on a couple of minor policies, and that's okay. Of course, I won't put up with it for long, Tom Tillis.
So far, Tillis has backed the recommendations from the White House Coronavirus Task Force. But when asked about the president's suggestion that injecting disinfectant might kill the virus, the Tillis campaign did not warn against that. Instead, it said people who think they're sick should see their doctor. As North Carolina moves to reopen, Tillis will have to balance the caution from the state's liberal and harder-hit regions like Charlotte and Raleigh-Durham with rural conservative areas. Last week, an 84-year-old retiree, James Rice, told Tillis by phone that he's worried the Main Street stores in his small city of Mount Airy will never reopen.
I've seen a lot of things, but I'm going to tell you, this is a very serious, serious situation. Otherwise, you're going to come to Mount Airy, North Carolina, which was a lively little town, and you're going to find nothing.
6 years ago, Surrey County, home to Mount Airy, gave Tillis one of his biggest margins of victory in the state. And the question for his re-election is whether voters there will accept his caution. For NPR News, I'm Steve Harrison in Charlotte.